This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
More Americans are working freelance, so co-working spaces are exploding in popularity. They offer people the chance to rent a desk or an office. It's a good deal for self-employed folks who don't want to work from home. The thing about some of these spaces, though, is that they are total dude fests. Now there's a new movement catering to women who are rethinking what a modern, inclusive workspace can be. Erica Barris takes us inside the growing business of co-working spaces designed for women.
Priya Amin spent nearly a decade working as a brand manager for big corporations. Then she had a baby.
There was a lack of flexibility, so I became a stay-at-home mom.
She switched gears, and while she took care of her kids, started working as a consultant. Now she's launching a startup. And for $150 a month, she works here, the Whetstone, a co-working space just outside Pittsburgh. That monthly fee covers a desk, Wi-Fi, coffee, and for an additional amount, childcare. So its members are mostly women, and they are mostly moms.
There's a lot of guilt associated with moms working, especially when you've got young children. And here, I think everybody echoes that idea that you can do both.
The Whetstone doesn't bill itself as a female-only co-working space, but essentially it is. And more co-working spaces are opening up all over the country that market themselves to women. Audrey Gelman opened The Wing last year, a female-only space and social club in New York City. 600 women are members, and about 100 are there on any given day. While there are some private rooms, it isn't the kind of office where you can really go in and close the door. People work at communal tables.
And something we hear a lot from the women at The Wing is that they're more productive, you know, they feel less self-conscious and more free to sort of just plow through whatever they have in front of them.
Gelman came up with the idea after working at places she felt were too male-dominated.
I started to refer to them as bro-working.
She says the decor was dark and kind of techie, and
there were, you know, pumps for beer, but not for breast milk.
The Wing, it's the opposite. Decorated in pastels, it has a lactation room for breastfeeding moms and a feminist library. In Pittsburgh, I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.